We have met the enemy, and he is ours. These are the famous words of Commodore Oliver Hazard Perry upon capturing the enemy. Makes you feel good and patriotic, doesn't it? Well, years later, the late Walt Kelly expressed a slight rewording of this phrase through the lips of one of his characters in his Pogo cartoon strip. Some of you might remember that Pogo cartoon. Character said, "We have met the enemy and he is us." And how often is it true that we are our own worst enemy? Nobody lets us down as much as we do ourselves. We tend to be harder on ourselves than anybody else. We might often succeed if we didn't get in our own way, right? As we conclude our series of messages, we've been going through the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. I want to zero in on the last three. The last three character traits. And if you'll remember, we said at the beginning of this mini-series within the series that you could break down the fruit of the Spirit into three groups of three. The first three have to do with our relationship with God. The middle three, our relationship with one another. These last three are particularly appropriate when we consider ourselves, how we relate to ourselves. Now, I think that the order is appropriate. Our relationship to God should be first. Our relationship with others should come next. Our relationship with self should be last, but it's not unimportant. It is important enough to be included and to show how the Spirit would work in our lives. And as we're going to see, these last three, like the others before it, they also spill into other areas of our daily existence. But they specifically deal with how we interact, how we deal with ourselves. The first of these may be confusing depending on which English translation you use. Some of the older translations will render this word faith. You think, faith? How is faith a fruit of the Spirit? We recognize faith as our reliance and dependence on God for our salvation, without which we can't be saved. But is that what Paul is talking about here? And I don't think that it is. Yes, it's the same Greek word that is translated faith, and it is one of Paul's favorite words throughout his letters. But almost every English translation that I know of since 1611, when the King James Version was translated, renders this word faithfulness. And I think that captures the idea. Faithfulness. Another similar word is fidelity. Trustworthiness. It's a characteristic of a person who is reliable. Eugene Peterson paraphrases this in his The Message. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments. That's the idea here. We are faithful. We are dependable. We are reliable. One commentary points out that this Greek word describes the man on whose faithful service we can rely, on whose loyalty we may depend, whose word we can unreservedly accept. It describes the man in whom there is the unswerving and inflexible fidelity of Jesus Christ and utter dependability on God. We're talking about faithfulness here. I'm calling this Christ-like consistency. And that is an area we struggle with, isn't it? Being consistent. It's one thing to do something right. It's another thing to keep doing it right. And that's a struggle for us in our own selves. Now, this is a quality that is present in our Lord. You know, one of the great attributes of God is that He is faithful. You see it throughout Scripture. God is faithful. God is faithful. One of my favorite hymns in the hymnal is, "Great is thy faithfulness." It is something that we can rely upon. Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, "The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it." One reason why our hope is in the Lord is because we know he is faithful to his promises. And if his promises haven't been fulfilled yet, we know they will. Why? Because he is faithful. Now, the dependability of God, you can see in the natural world. Maybe you've never thought of it this way. But the laws of nature, as we call them, are expressions of God's dependability, God's faithfulness. The laws of nature don't change, and we depend upon them implicitly. The laws of light, heat, sound, magnetism, gravity, they are completely dependable. Now, there are certain places where it may be altered depending upon where you are located at the time. You go into outer space and gravity is a whole different matter than it is here on Earth. But the law of gravity is consistent. It is dependable. And all of science is predicated on the assumption that God's laws in nature are consistent. And we are called to be dependable just like our Master. We read in 1 Corinthians 4:2, "Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove what? Faithful." I've heard many people say, we often say it among pastors, particularly of smaller churches, God doesn't call us to be successful. He calls us to be faithful. Which means, don't put too much emphasis on the results. You be faithful and let God take care of the rest. The ultimate commendation any believer hopes to hear one day when they stand before their Lord is, "Well done, good and" what? "Faithful servant." Again, not good and successful servant. Good and faithful servant. Somebody the Lord can depend on. Now, there is a connection between the words faith and faithfulness in this context. As our faith in God develops, our faithfulness will develop also. As we grow in trust, we also grow in trustworthiness. The more we come to know God, the more we are going to be like God. We can become a person that God can count on to fulfill His plan, and that others can count on as well. I was reminded of a song, and I honestly hadn't heard it in a long time. I had to dig it out and play it again, and I thoroughly enjoyed it on hearing it. It's a song by Stephen Curtis Chapman on one of his very early albums. And the song is entitled, "Faithful Too." And in his chorus he says, speaking to God, "I say I love you. I always look to you when trouble calls my name. But if I'm going to say I love you, I've got to be faithful too. The true test of my love will be, did I follow you consistently? Through good and bad, I want to be faithful too." You know, we rejoice in God's faithfulness. We sing, "Great is thy faithfulness."